I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to over 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Small Business Expert Forum, and Unlimited Woman magazines. I am the author of two brand new books, The 27 Secrets of Marketing, Your Ticket to Maximum Revenue, and The Secrets of Leadership, Leading to Your Maximum Potential, in addition to co-authoring an international bestseller. I have effectively coached successful business owners and written content for hundreds of companies. And today, we are talking with guests from the band Across the Board, and we'll be speaking with Jackie and Andy R. But before I get them on the show, I just want to thank my sponsors for making Thrive a Woman's Journey to Victory possible. And my first sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in leadership development, team communication, team building, and process improvement. Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary of Pivot, matches students to employers, much like Match.com, using a proprietary algorithm and assessments, helping employees document intern tasks. Contact Pivot Business Consulting online at pivotbusinessconsulting.com or give them a call at 321-422-2166. My second sponsor is Sociotech Academy. Sociotech Academy believes that we need a sociotech movement that finds the balance between technological advances and the ability of social frameworks to adapt to them. The rapid spread of infotech in each and every phase of our lives and the dependence on social communities has happened without the development of education and regulatory models in a timely fashion. You can find out more about them at socio-tech.org. And now I want to get back to our very special guests today, Across the Board. They are a pop and rock band from Toronto, Canada. And the founding member, Jackie, lead vocalist and singer-songwriter from the band, comes from a concert and stage band background and plays multiple instruments from sax to flute, guitar to keys. And she has with her my very first male guest on this show, Andy R. So welcome, guys.
Oh, I feel honored.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having us today. We're so honored to be here.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I love having musical artists on the show because I have absolutely no musical talent, but I love music and attend songwriters festivals every year and just have a great time hanging out with you guys. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited. So Royce, right?
Yes.
That's a lovely name. Where does that come from?
It comes from my father, who wanted a boy, and it happens to be a boy's name. And when I popped out, he did not change my name.
I love that. Awesome. I love boys' names. One of our kids is named Charlie. And she's a girl, but she is such a Charlie. It's amazing. I think that names can be androgynous. It doesn't matter. Names are just a label. It's whatever the parent thought at the moment, and I think we can live those names.
And that's now your character.
Yeah.
We sure can. Well, Jackie, I want to start with you because this show is addressed at women and sharing some adversity, and I know you guys are celebrating some great success with your latest album, Sonic Boom, right now, but you didn't start at the top, so share a time, back up with us and share a time when you really struggled professionally or personally and were doubting where you would end up, if you would, so that our audience can get a glimpse into your life and your journey as a musician.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. And there's a couple of angles that I can take this. I can take this either as my professional side of what I do on my day job or as a musician. As a musician, and I've spoken to a lot of different female indie artists across Canada who are friends of mine, We actually created, sorry, we have some dogs in the area. Sorry, we'll get rid of them. Our little babies, they're barking at the people running by. We've actually, as an indie artist, a female indie artist, I have a lot of friends. We created a Canadian Independent Female Artist Collective here a few years back. And we were discussing the various trials and tribulations that female artists go through. And most of the notable musicians in the world, if you do your statistics, are male. And as a female front person in a band, it can be very tough, especially in this world, which is often driven by sort of a male dominant progression with whether it comes to, you know, the labels or the money management or even driving the genres and the promotions and marketing behind a band. So we've had this discussion going for a long time. From our perspective, I've been very lucky. I've had some very supportive men in my band who recognize me as an equal with respect to songwriting and performance. And it's been, I have to say that I've been lucky, but I do recognize how difficult it's been. I come from a long line of women who have been marginalized. Let me date back to my grandmother. My grandmother, on my mother's side, was a Muslim Turk who grew up in a Turkish town called Izmir, and in a Muslim country was the very first bank manager as a female in the 50s and 60s, which was unheard of. And then my mother, who grew up in Turkey, she went to medical school there and came across to Canada in the 60s, early 60s or late 50s, and again in a very male-dominated profession of medicine. And did very well and was a very strong leader. She spoke across the world on elder abuse and on psychiatric issues. And then that fell to me, and I went to medical school as well, and I became an orthopedic surgeon in a very, very male-dominant profession. But music was always my passion. And so it's been interesting because I've always tried to be able to run with the boys in the parking lot with my heels on and not compromise anything in the sense of who I feel I want to be, how I want to dress, what I want to say, how I want to treat my patients, how I want to treat my fans, the kind of musician I want to be, the kind of doctor I want to be. So it's kind of a multi-mixed bag of experiences, but it all boils down to the same thing. Being yourself, trying to ignore the fact that there are factions against us which are deep-rooted in culture, in genderism, in just the tradition that women should be at home raising kids. I was a single mom in med school. I'm a single mom as a musician. You know, these are not things that are easy in this world. And I have lots of examples of friends who are very similar to me. Sarah Blackwood from Walk Off the Earth. This is a big Canadian band, and she has three children. They've gone on three world tours. She has popped out three kids along the way. You know, she's taken them as a mom traveling with just a nanny on airplanes where she's been told to get off because her kids are too loud. Yet this is a girl that rocks the planet when it comes to her musical prowess. So there are lots of examples in my life, certainly, of rising above that idealism, that genderism, that sort of supersedes us as females in the sense that we're not supposed to be the rock star. We're not supposed to be the surgeon. We're not supposed to be the head of a family. We're not supposed to be the one that makes more money. We're not supposed to be the one that makes the direction as opposed to taking the direction. So I could talk to you about this from just about every angle for the entire evening.
Well, yeah, I love it. I don't think I've heard of an orthopedic surgeon turned singer-songwriter, and I've heard your music since I was introduced by your publicist, and I just I'm so impressed with what you guys do. So obviously you're a very talented, intelligent woman who has just ignored the self-limiting beliefs of what women can do. And I so applaud you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. But, it's not been easy, I'll have to tell you. When I was a kid, I was always a cute figure skater because I grew up in a very small town in mid-central Alberta in Canada where it's cold 8 months of the year. So the boys were hockey players, the girls were figure skaters, and we all swam on the swim team for 2 months of the summer. The rest of the time we were skiing, we were skating, we were doing all the winter things. And I remember thinking, what was I going to be? What was I going to do? And how can I make a mark in this world that seems to be so directed to all the guys succeeding and the girls just like, oh, that's very sweet. That's very cute. Good for you. Good for you. And I thought, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm going to be an underdog. They're not going to see me coming because they're not going to expect it from me. And I'm going to do everything that my mom and my grandma taught me and just, like, be the best that I can be. And I tried as the only girl in a family of three kids, two of which were my brothers, to just be whatever I wanted to be. And I remember my dad saying to me one day, he said, I took you guys out to the grocery store, and the clerk said, your three sons are so beautiful. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I'm the oldest of three kids, and I'm not a boy. but they thought that I was like one of the boys, right? Because I was there and doing whatever the boys were doing. I would go fishing. I would go hunting. I would, hang out with my dad and build the shed, because that was what we grew up like. And I think it's just a matter of getting out of your own head and not trying to conform to what society thinks a female should do. You just do what you love as a person, as a human. Just if you want to be a musician, be a musician. If you want to be a writer, be a writer. If you want to build houses, build houses. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we are 15% shorter and 15% less strong because we all have the same brain.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that. There's some humor in there. There's some wisdom. There's a little bit of everything to have our listeners enjoy. Andy has been so quiet during this time that I want to bring him in and ask a question regarding the band.
Huh? He has to run off after the band.
So
he's like putting band people away and putting dogs away. So Andy together for the last 12 plus years. He's the most supportive guy that I've ever met in my life. And here he is. Andy, sit down.
Excellent. So, Andy, I want to bring you in. You guys have gone from garage jams and basement YouTube sessions with a couple of hundred of YouTube videos online to releasing your third major record, which I guess had a heck of a release party not too long ago at the Hideout. So can you tell us how that journey came about, going from the garage and the basement to three very successful releases?
Well, thank you, first of all. We had the path was not an easy one, I tell you. And Jackie, who is the mastermind behind it all, there's a lot of hard work that goes into this type of project and work that we're doing. And it's not an overnight thing. There's a lot of pounding the pavement and reaching out and networking and getting out to the point that where we could sell out the Hideout for an EP release or an album release is a lot of behind the scene work. And actually making it to that is like the reward and playing, when you get to the stage to play those kind of shows. But the work that it takes to get there is overload for most.
Especially when we've reached got day jobs.
Yeah,
so everything that we do is sort of after the day job, behind the scenes. We've been collaborating for years with artists and writing music and doing videos. Right now we've got over 450 videos now chalked up when we added them up today, from different series, from vlogs, from our kitchen sessions, pick up and play a caravan karaoke.
Yeah, we did. There's tons of content. Tons of content. And I think
and it's fun. We do it because it's fun. I'm not going to say we do it because it's work.
It's fun, but it keeps our followers and our fans fresh, you know, and it keeps them tagging along with us for the ride, so we don't fall off the chart.
And I think our idea, too, is that, that's right, and our idea, too, is we want to inspire people that are maybe in a regular job who have an aspiration to be something else. It doesn't have to be a musician, but anything else, a writer, a painter, you know, doing something artsy or something business-like when you have a day-to-day job, to be able to kind of cut through all of that negative criticism and say, you know what? I want to be a rock star. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have my own business. I want to have a family. I want to run the best home daycare in the world. I want to run a catering business. Whatever it is, we just want to inspire people to say, yeah, you know what? Have your dream and then make a plan and then get to work because it's all about working.
Well, you guys have done that. Now, I happen to love cooking. And I want to ask, I see on your website, acrosstheboardband.ca, that you have a series called Kitchen Sessions. And you guys just briefly mentioned it, but I wanted to come back to that because of my love for cooking. So can you share what in the world inspired that, since you guys are a band?
Hilarious. I'll tell you how this started because it actually makes sense. So, you know, there's two places in your house that have amazing acoustics. One is the shower. That's why so many people sing in the shower.
The bathroom.
The second one is the kitchen. And the kitchen, when you go into the kitchen, there's something about the echo, the way the sound bounces off the tiles, just like in the bathroom, that makes everybody sound amazing, a little bit of self-reverb. So I always write songs everywhere in the house, wherever I am. And I was playing some stuff in the kitchen, and I realized the acoustics here are amazing. So I remember doing one song called Ashes, and I thought, let me just do this as a kitchen session. Let's call it a kitchen session. And our producer, Darnell from MC2, said, well, why don't you, because I love to cook too, he said, why don't you mix cooking with music and do a musical cooking show? Because we couldn't find one online at all. There's various assorted kind of one-off YouTube videos where somebody will sing a song and cook a meal, but there was nothing dedicated to that. So we just finished a 21-episode series with the very last episode of this series going up today of Kitchen Sessions, which is just that. So we mix our love of cooking with our love of music. We invite guests, not all the time, but pretty much most of the time, to come and share their music or sing with us. And we cook, we eat, we sing, we have a great time, which is actually what we do anyways on a weekend. And we just decided to do this as a series and create kind of a protocol around it where we do the same thing to make it something that people could expect and watch on YouTube. So we just put up our 21st episode, which was the final episode of this season.
How fun. Well, thanks for sharing that story. Now, I want to bring both of you in together. This 30 minutes goes by so, so quickly, and I know we could talk for hours. But before we run out of time, I really want you and Andy to sing me a chorus or something from one of your favorite songs, if you can just belt something out a cappella for us to get familiar with your music, please.
We're not even going to do it a cappella. We're going to just give it to you with a guitar and a Cajun, which is a box.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a cajon, it's called. This song is off of our new album, Sonic Boom. It's called It Shouldn't Be This Hard. And I wrote it during a time when I was procrastinating doing my taxes. And I honestly wrote it in about 15 or 20 minutes. Things that you do when you should be doing something else. So it's called It Shouldn't Be This Hard. Do we have about 3.5 minutes to do this?
We do. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
told you all the ways to realize the daydream was enough. You're pushing off the aftershock of empathy and disregard. Whoa, shouldn't it be this hard? Whoa, 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 it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard. Should have told you from the start. Why'd you take the time to open up your mind? Whoa, whoa, shouldn't be this hard. You never wanted me to tell you about the way I pass my day. You never notice when I struggle, when I cry, when I'm dismayed. You never stop, you want to lie or verify your secret account. You never wanted me to monitor, scrutinize your time.
I have the best job in the world. I started Thrive, a woman's journey to victory, just to encourage women and empower them to go beyond their limiting beliefs. And I get just some of the most amazing guests like you guys on this show. I just don't know how it happens.
Love your show. I love that you have a show like this. It's just amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. Before we wrap it up, though, let me take a moment to thank my sponsors, and then I have one last question for you guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks again to my sponsors, Pivot Business Consulting and Sociotech Academy, without whose support we would not have this fabulous show, Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. And I am so thrilled and honored to have my guests with me today across the board, and specifically from that band, I have Jackie and Andy R. So Jackie and Andy, before we head out today, I want you to give a nugget of wisdom to those listeners who are struggling with doubt or belief or adversity, and just give them the power that they need to break through their glass ceiling and pursue their dreams as you guys have. So 30 seconds to a minute for each of you.
Well, for me, I'm just going to give you the Nike slogan, just do it. Everybody's got a dream. You might even write it down. You might just be pondering it. You might just ruminate over it. You might be stuck in a job or stuck in a relationship and thinking, it's too much energy. It takes too much energy to get out of this and do something else. And I'm going to say, don't stay there, but do something concurrently to change your state. Do something concurrently that elevates you past where you are now into that next phase and gives you the confidence where at some point you can say, you know what, I'm good to go. I'm going to let go of what was before and move forward. I don't think anybody has to necessarily take that risk where they just jump forward. I think you can layer things, multitask, network, learn, do things from that home base, from that anchor where you are now, so that you don't have to worry about fear. Start treading water in a different pool, and then eventually dive into that pool.
Ah, thank you so much.
Wow.
And Andy, what about you?
Well, for me, I would say, you know, set the bar high for yourself. Set it where you think you're not going to make it, but know that you will make it there if you reach there in small increments, and just working hard towards that and being persistent, doing research on what it takes to make it to that top level and beyond there, and being able to excel and emulate other people. It's just hard work. Just knowing that it's not overnight, and it's going to take some sort of path to get there, along with patience and persistence. But you know, it's hard work, and you have to have that mindset that you have to go get it. You have to keep the fire lit, keep it burning, feel it from inside, and have fun along the way is what is most important. Because if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, then don't do it.
Absolutely.
As simple as that. Find what you could connect with and what makes you happy.
Well, thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here with me today. Jackie and Andy, I so enjoyed visiting with you and wished a half hour did not go by so quick. You can tell us where they can find you online to connect
sure.
with you further and hear your music.
Sure. So if you go to acrosstheboardmusic.ca, which is a Canadian website, you can find everything Across the Board. On Facebook, we are Across the Board Productions. On Instagram, where we love to spend time, we are big Instagram people. You can find us at Across the Board Band. And then on Twitter, it's ATB Music Canada, as with YouTube, where you're going to find over 400 videos of us being crazy, being silly, being serious, being whatever.
So we're pretty much
ATB
on all
Music
the
Canada, yeah. And actually, the best thing to do is just Google Across the Board Band Canada or Across the Board Band Sonic Boom, which is our new album, and you're going to find pages and pages of stuff. And just hang out with us. Send me a DM or a private message or a messenger note. I would love to respond to you. I'd be happy to discuss any questions you have. We do these AMA feeds on amafeeds.com, which is an Ask Me Anything thing. And as well, you could ask me anything on any of our platforms, and I'd be happy to respond to you.
Well, excellent. Well, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I will be tagging you guys on any of the social media channels where we are connected when this episode comes out. So,
we'll also share the episode everywhere. I would love to do that. I'm excited.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks for being with me today, and that wraps us up for Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.